Friday night here in the jungle in lovely sunny California where it's freezing. But hey, you know what? We call it a day. So I hope you guys are enjoying a little Vince Guaraldi, and the show will be starting in any moment. That was Vince Guaraldi with one of my top favorites. And hello, everyone. So, we are going to do a Christmas show. Hopefully, everyone out there can hear me, because I can't hear myself. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, I guess we are on. We are live, people. Yay! Okay, well, first things first, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and everything in between. As you said before, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu for the scoop with a little holiday music for you. And just, you know, to say, hey, hope everyone's doing well. There's a lot of good stuff in the news this week. First off, I need to mention that the Hurricane Sandy concert is going on. It should be available on 12/12/12 on your local stations. Please check listings. The Rolling Stones have just been added. So we have now the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, The Who, Eric Clapton, Roger Waters, along with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Kanye West, Bon Jovi, Alicia Keys, Eddie Vedder, Billy Joel, Chris Martin, and David Grohl. Without the Foo Fighters. But it should be a good show no matter what. And the presenter should be really good as well. We have Leonardo DiCaprio, Christian Stewart, Quentin Tarantino, Jessica Chastain, Jon Stewart, Jimmy Fallon, Susan Sarandon, Adam Sandler, Seth Meyers, Steve Buscemi, Chelsea Clinton, Steve Combs, Sean Combs, I apologize, Billy Crystal, Jake Gyllenhaal, Bobby Monahan, Chris Rock, and NBC's own Brian Wilson. So that will be available on NBC on 12/12/12, this concert for Sandy Relief. So check it out. Also, since the Stones have been added to the bill, they are going to be in concert as well. They are going to be playing at New York's 3 concerts starting December 8th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And you can catch them if you want, if you're willing, to pay $1,663. Yes, that's right. That's what you must part with in order to see the Stones live. Isn't that amazing? I never, you know, and a single ticket that still remains out there, because the show is sold out, they're asking $831. So, if you really want to see the Stones, well, there you go. You have to fork out some money in order to see one of the supposedly greatest bands in the world. Unfortunately, I'm a Beatles fan, and I did see the Stones, but they were okay. Just okay. So anyway, there you go. There you have it. The Stones for $1,663 for two, or $831 for one. Once again, they're playing in Brooklyn on December 8th. Also, they're playing at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey on December 13th and the 15th. At the same time, they'll be doing, you know, the Sandy Foundation Resurrection of New York, helping out hurricane relief show. So if you're into the Stones and you got that kind of money, God willing, good luck to you. Also in the news, of course, Lindsay. Let's see. Well, last we heard, Liz and Dick did not fare very well. No. I don't know what happened. She was such a cute little kid in The Parent Trap. Why does this happen to our little child stars? It's just not right. It's not right at all. But anyway, Lindsay Lohan is back in the news with... let's see, the IRS has frozen her assets. It seems that all of her partying has caught up with her, and she owes $234,000 in back taxes. Now, when was the last movie Lindsay did? Where is Lindsay getting all this money to stay at the Chateau Montmartre and have her little flat in New York and to go to all these swanky clubs? And she didn't make that much money from Disney, so... Now she has a tax debt, and now she has been seen, you know, doing other bad things. Bad Lindsay. Why? Why are you doing this? I don't know. So anyway, I feel sorry for her, even though Charlie Sheen did, you know, give her, you know, $100,000. Wish I had friends like that. You know, it just doesn't work out. And now the latest thing is that she has been seen on the tour bus for the group Wanted. Now... Lindsay, you know, she needs a place to stay. So she needs a warm body to curl up to. Sometimes we do. It's wintertime. I can see that because, you know, Liz and Dick didn't do very well. I'm sure it didn't make much money as far as advertisement. It was poo-hooed. And I guess the most attention it got was from all the bad publicity and criticizing her and her criticizing her as far as her acting talents and the poor production value of that. It really tarnishes Elizabeth Taylor's memory. So please don't let that be your last memory of Elizabeth Taylor. Because she just wasn't worthy. Also, let's see, Giselle, yes, and Tom Brady delivered their second child, a baby girl. They welcome a baby girl. Congratulations, you two. And they named her Vivian. Oh my God, it's a real name. I kind of like that. You know, most of these people, between Apple, Banjo, and hashtag, Vivian's kind of normal. I like it a lot. Also, Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott is pregnant. Congratulations to her. And what other grand news we have? Well, it was because it's kind of sad news, but a nurse killed herself after she was pranked by two Australian disc jockeys. Now, when does a prank go too far? When at the end of the prank should you say, hey, this is so-and-so from so-and-so radio station? Thank you for being a part of our prank. And instead, you know, you hang up with this person, they go home and they commit suicide, and now you're the biggest a-holes in the world. So I don't understand why people will do that. It just doesn't make any sense. So my thoughts and prayers go out to her and her family. Let's see, what else do we have? Also, after 15 years, they have decided to release Notorious B.I.G.'s autopsy, Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. Notorious B.I.G. It seems that the fatal bullet hit him through his hip, and that bullet went from his hip to his liver to his heart, and then went through a lung. The other three bullets, because he was shot four times, hit him on the left side of his body. At the time of his deaths, Christopher Wallace was 6'2", weighed 395 pounds, and had no drugs or alcohol in his system. On his upper right forearm, he had tattooed, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." His slaying to this day has still remains open. No one knows who did it. And to this day, it will always be a mystery. But after 15 years, his autopsy has, came out, and he did die of a gunshot wound. It's so sad. It's so young, too. So young. He was only 24. What a way to go. Also, Psy, who has apologized for his viral anti-American lyrics. See, this is what happens, people. Your past always comes back to get you. And when it does, it comes back with a vengeance. You see, when you make it big in America, we always find out what you did later on. Because we always want to know, if he sounds this good now, how about what he sounded like 5 years ago? And then you see, this is what happened. So Psy has now apologized because he has made it big and has crossed the pond this way. And, this may put a little people off of him. But he had lyrics saying that, Americans should be had their heads take off, and death to America, and little stuff like that. Some stuff that's not really worth repeating. Some things aren't really worth repeating. But as long as he has apologized for his actions, we have to forgive him for that. As long as he knows, and also as long as it's a sincere apology. Sometimes people just say sorry because, hey, they have to say sorry. But you know what? Be sincere about it. Otherwise, don't say sorry at all, because it just will ring hollow and false later on. You know. Also, in TV news, we are now towards the halfway through season. As you see, all the Christmas episodes will be airing the next 2 weeks. And so far, the winners and losers of this year? Well, let's see. The Mindy Project looks like it might be a loser. But, we will hold on for faith. Britney Spears on The X Factor, major loser. She never even ramped up the... She never even got the audience that they were hoping they could get with Britney. And Britney just, she just kind of sits there. There's not much to her. But the new winners is The Voice. We have Revolution, Elementary, The Walking Dead, and Arrow. Unfortunately, Animal Practice, which only lasted 2 episodes, lost. And then you have NBC's Guys with Kids, The New Normal, Ben and Kate, and The Mindy Project. The Partners, as I said a couple of weeks ago, I just don't understand. But that's already been canceled after 3 episodes. And then you have, let's see, what else has been canceled is, it's on the chopping block. But Mindy Project may be canceled. They're not quite sure. They're kind of hanging on. And, I watched an episode because, I wanted to talk about it before I dished it. And I'm not quite sure. I might have to give it one more episode to really give it my opinion. But so far, how many doctor dramas do we need out there? And this is a doctor drama comedy. And, it's like the CSIs. At one point we had 3 CSIs. Now we got 2. And that's still 1 too many. And, we have Private Practice, we have Grey's Anatomy, come on, give us something new, something that we want to see. And, obviously, doctor dramas, they're over, they're done. ER was good, Private Practice was okay. Grey's Anatomy was a nice follow-up to ER, but we're done. Move on, people. All right, the time is... Oh my God, it's 8:15. I'm going to play a little Christmas music. Yes, it's that time of year where everyone gets to be nice to each other and look out for each other and help each other, hopefully. Otherwise, you're just going to be a bad person. And we don't want bad people. Bad people are mean, but we like them just the way they are. This is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu, and I'll be right back after these music.
It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, putting up rain, dancing songs of joy and peace. So, wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long. Teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. Tried hard to help me, putting me at ease. Loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Gone, lost the best baby that I ever had. Wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long. Teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river. Coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and songs of joy and peace. Oh, wish I had a river I could skate away. Oh,
have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star on the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. So hang a shining star above the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Folks, last night I took a stroll down Hollywood Boulevard, and you know, strange things are happening there. Store windows have been turned into glittering fairylands. Street corners are sprouting lighted trees, and everyone seems to be wearing a very special kind of a glow. So I said to myself, Dino, you know something? It's beginning to look like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your
Yes, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Isn't that a wonderful song? You gotta love Dean Martin. All right, folks, it is 8:25, and welcome back to The Scoop with your host, DJ Misty, who's having a little problem talking tonight, so I apologize. You know, it's last week of school, had my finals this week, and were they brutal. But anyway, it's all over. Holidays are just ahead. And New Year's, and then it's all over. It's 2013. God, can you believe it? 2013. This year just went by. I mean, I still remember 4th of July. It's just so odd. Anyway, it is about 8:25 on a Friday night. I hope everyone's having a good evening. And let's get to another little news items here. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on everywhere. Seems that everyone is up in arms and turmoil. You know, I don't know why. We just can't get along. But anyway, let's see. I don't know if you've heard it, but if you haven't, rescuers have called off their search efforts for 6 missing crewmen Thursday from a cargo ship that sank in the North Sea after a collision with another vessel. The presumed death toll is 11, taking into account the missing 5 bodies found so far. A day after the Baltic Ace capsized in international waters off the Netherlands southern coast, search helicopters, planes, and Coast Guard ships were called back to their homes, to their bases, amid the icy conditions. So, it's winter. These guys, may they rest in peace. Their bodies will show up soon. And hopefully they can be, or their families can put them to rest. Also, the Greece is just in financial crisis. Greece's unemployment rate rose to a new record of 26% in September, underscoring the economic plight of the country as it heads towards its 6th year of recession. 6 years of recession, Jesus. The Greek Statistical Authority said Thursday that 1.3 million people, more than one-fourth of the workforce in the nation of 10 million, that's a lot, were recorded as unemployed in September. Greek unemployment has surged to the highest level since the 1960s as a result of harsh austerity measures imposed in return for vital international rescue loans. That's the sad state of affairs. Also, Typhoon Pupa. More than 420 people were killed and 400 remained missing Thursday after Typhoon Pupa struck the southern Philippines this week. The military said that 214 people died in the Costa Postela Valley and 151 in nearby Davao Oriental province, with 31 others killed in other central and southern provinces. The typhoon, which hit the region with winds of 109 miles per hour, was over the South China Sea on Thursday and is expected to dissipate by the weekend. So there is your news items, and the time is 9:30. And let's get back to our entertainment news, shall we? Yes, yes, yes. If you're just tuning in, this is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And if you ever saw Real Steel, which came out last year, and you were wondering, wow, those are really cool robots. I mean, they're huge, you know. They're like, you know, 8 feet tall, weighs about 1,000 pounds. Can someone really do that and make them operate by humans? Well, think no more. Next year, on February 26th, brought to you by Sci-Fi Channel. Yes, you heard me, Sci-Fi Channel. They are doing a new show called Combat League. And what do you think Combat League is going to be about? Well, you're going to have 8 feet tall robots and who weigh 1,000 pounds, state-of-the-art robots piloted by human robot jockeys who will compete for God knows what. But it'll be interesting to see these things go into the ring and beat the shenanigans out of each other. It's amazing, and I'd be really interested to see if they have footage of these guys actually building these robots, because that is the most incredible feat, to see something like this built and then brought to life. So if you're really into that, you can check it out. Let's see, Chris Jericho will host and deliver the play-by-play as 12 teams duke it out each with its own unique robot designed by Hollywood animatronic wizard Mark Stoklin. I guess he was the one who did Real Steel. Definitely check that out, because I know I will. My God, it's going to be kind of cool. I have to admit, kind of geeky way. Also, if you haven't heard, Liza Minnelli was going to appear as herself in Smash, which is going to return next February. Eddie Izzard, one of my favorite British comedians, will meet Hannibal Lecter when he guest stars as an insane asylum inmate on NBC's upcoming series Hannibal. Also, Ryan Murphy has signed on for season 3 of American Horror Story, slated for fall of 2013. And Jessica Lange has signed on for another season, playing another character. So, hey, you can't go wrong with that. Also, we have Madonna, who showed her fanny at her latest concert and to raise, money for Sandy Relief. And she raised $38,000 showing her butt. So, hey, thank you, Madonna. People of New York love you. Also, if you haven't seen Breaking Amish, and I did see this, I watched a couple of episodes. I don't know. It's reality shows are, they're a hard thing to come by, because you don't know if, is it really reality? Or is they telling us, okay, you didn't like the way I did that, so do it again for more effect. I don't know. I just don't quite trust them. Yes, they're all for effect. They all want to see people catfight. They all want to see the fights. And it's all staged. I know that. But still, shouldn't there be some kind of human quality about it instead of them just acting out and making asses of themselves? But I guess that's what reality TV is supposed to be. Well, if you haven't seen it, you should check it out. The Learning Channel has a show called Breaking Amish. And it was very interesting. It was very interesting to see the Amish life. And I was actually surprised, because the Amish are such, it's a close-knit society. You don't really hear much about the Amish. The fact that they allowed cameras onto their farms and into their lives really made me question the, sincerity of the show, and also the authenticity of the show. Is it really true, or are these people just pretending to be Amish? But now they have another show coming out on their sister station called Amish Mafia. I don't know what it's about, but this title alone reeks. What? Really? There's an Amish Mafia? Okay. So I might have to check that out. So you might look for that next season. It's going to be a mid-season replacement to see how it does. Hopefully no one gets bumped off or, brutally butter churned before being dumped in a trunk of a buggy. Also, Disney. With their deal with Netflix this week, buying George. Disney is now going to do a ABC drama based on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. It's a ride, people. There's nothing serious about it. You get on, you go. It's a roller coaster. Why do you need to make a series out of it? But ABC is developing it for Disney. I don't know why. I don't understand. It's a roller coaster. You go through the little mining town. You go up and down. You see the goat. Also, NBC is working on a series based on our first president, George Washington. Yes, you heard me. We'll see how that goes. Mark Wahlberg's new movie, Seal, about the sole survivors of the 2005 Taliban ambushes. Oh, excuse me. It's one of those evenings. It's Friday, so just bear with me. Mark Wahlberg's Seal Team 10 movie about the sole survivor of a 2005 Taliban ambush begins production. That's what I was trying to say. See, I can do it. I know. It's Friday, people. We're just going to take it easy. We're not in a rush. We're here to entertain. We're here to hang out, make you feel comfortable. So pull up a chair and enjoy the insaneness of DJ Misty. All right. If you're a friend of Johnny Weissmuller, like I am, not a friend, but a fan, I grew up with Tarzan. Not that it makes me an old woman or anything. It's just that I found Tarzan late in life and really loved Johnny Weissmuller. And I loved the fact that he was an Olympic swimmer and he had asthma and he was just great. And when you look at the old Tarzans with him and Maureen O'Hara, you'll see why he was great. You don't want to look at the later ones because Johnny had a drinking problem. And I'd say maybe, you know, 5-6 movies into it, Johnny starts to show a little of the gut. And once he starts the gut, he doesn't become Johnny Weissmuller anymore. He just becomes some drunkard old man with a big gut and a long cough. And that's not a very good look. So, but anyway, if you're a fan of Harry Potter and you like David Yates, he has decided to shoot Tarzan. Yes, you heard me. Tarzan. See, there's no original thought in Hollywood anymore. So they're just bringing out the old classics now. So yes, Edgar Rice Burroughs, Tarzan will be back on the big screen. Production will start next year. They're maybe shooting for a fall release of 2013. If they miss that date, they're shooting for 2014. It'll probably be a summer release. And for all you women who are fans of True Blood's Alexander Skarsgård, he is the main lead for the, actually he's the main pick right now for Tarzan. So, we wish him the best, but, you know, he's got to look it. And, you know, just let it be. It was a simple, cute story, you know, Tarzan meets Jane, Jane falls in love, yada, yada, yada. We don't need anything more than that. All right, let's see, what else do we have? And if you're just tuning in, it's DJ Misty having a wonderful time just doing nothing except entertaining you on radio.dominican.edu. Ah, yes. And it's Christmas time, people. Christmas. Do you believe it? The year is over. We are on to a new year, a new thing to look at, a new place to be. New loves in our lives, new places to go. Oh, something else is coming up next year that you will definitely be interested in seeing is Bates Motel. Yes. Well, you know, it's a Hitchcock thing. Everything comes in threes. So the Bates Motel will be on, of course, A&E, which I'm surprised because A&E used this now. Every time you turn it on, you don't really get any original programming. So, yeah. So the Bates Motel, calling Vera Farmiga, I'm not saying her name right, and Carlton Cuss from Lost. Yes, Vera Farmiga. You know her. You know who I'm talking about when you see her. She's going to play Norman Bates' wife. I mean, Norman Bates' mother. Excuse me, not wife. Norman was never married. And did he ever get married? They did so many of those psychos. And, you know, that just happens. Also celebrating a birthday within the last 2 weeks, because I wasn't here last week. I apologize. Catherine Bigelow is 61. John Stewart is 50. Anna Faris is 36. And Ridley Scott is 75. Yes, 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 yes. Ah, so sad. Lucille Bliss, 96, groundbreaking animated series Crusader Rabbit, she died at 96, and Elizabeth Banks, 38, and her husband Max Handelman welcomed their second son, Magnus Mitchell. At least he has a decent name, and we like that, because, you know, people, and their funny, funny stage names, want to name their buddies, their babies, really funny stage names. And I just don't understand why. You know, it's just, you know. Anyway, as I said, it's Christmas. And we are just having a wonderful time here. Casual. Can it keep you happy for the next hour and 20 minutes or so? Making you laugh. Making you feel like you're on your way home. And, you know, we're just going to take it easy. So sit back, enjoy the music, and this is DJ Misty, and I'll be right back.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
See, although the day is done, what a miracle that a spark lifts these candles out of the dark. Every evening, one by one, until the end of Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav Itzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. We light the candles for celebrate on this festival of the lights. There's
better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa's on his way.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa's on his way.
He sees you.
He's coming.
When you're sleeping.
He's coming.
He knows.
He's
when
coming.
You're awake.
He's coming.
He knows.
He's
when
coming.
You've been bad.
He's
for good.
Coming.
So be good for goodness sake. I better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yes, that was Peggy Lee with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. All righty, folks. It is 8:48. I'm your host, DJ Misty, and welcome back to The Scoop on radio.dominican.edu. I hope everyone is having a wonderful evening. You know, we're all going to be going home next week to, well, hopefully we're already home where we want to be, you know, spending the holidays, you know, because it is that time of year where we're supposed to get all warm and fuzzy with ginger cookies in our belly. Yummy, 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 yummy. All right, let's see. What else do we have? Well, of course, we all know, and since I haven't been here to say it, please rest in peace, Larry Hagman. You'll be sadly missed, especially now since I'm seeing the trailers for season 2 of Dallas on TNT, and obviously he was able to film season 2 of Dallas before his before he passed away. So that was a sad blow to us. I mean, what an iconic character, JR. Right? How many people around the world? I was never a fan of Dallas, but I totally remember who shot JR, you know. So anyway, rest in peace, Larry Hagman, and if you haven't checked out Dallas, the new redo, check it out, because season 1 is already out on DVD and season 2 will start next week. And we have some more hit list for you, so let's see. Who did what? Well, Daniel Craig, right after Skyfall, I guess he is now living in Manhattan, applied for a New York's driver's license and actually got it after he passed a road test. Thank God. The Simpsons will make Judd Apatow pen script 22 years after he wrote it. Yes, Judd Apatow wrote a funny episode for The Simpsons, and there's no word on when that will air, but definitely it should be funny. Nicki Minaj has another nip slip on live TV. Well, you know, what's new there? Sci-fi, we already talked about that. The giant boxing robots competition. Yay, it's going to be interesting. Well, if you are a fan of Tom Hanks, William Shatner, or Betty White, they will record your custom voicemail message for just a small fee of $300. So if you want Betty White to say, hey, so-and-so ain't here right now, you can do it for $300. It's a fundraiser, so the money does go to a good cause, not into their pockets, not that they don't have enough. Also, we have former Price is Right model was awarded $8.5 million from a jury who agreed that the producers discriminated against her after her pregnancy. And why would they do that? People are just nasty, I tell you. I tell you. It is just wrong. Well, we have all these great movies that have come out. We have tons of contenders. So next month, all the nominations will be in. And the beginning of February, the nominations will be announced. And the end of February, the Oscars will happen. And hopefully the right ones will win. But so far right now, if you are on the Oscar watch and you're wondering what I should be looking at, that it's going to be up for Best Picture, well, you have major contenders. The top three contenders so far right now are Lincoln by Steven Spielberg. You have The Life of Pi by Ang Lee. And you also have Les Miserables by Tom Hooper. Now, those are the top three for Best Picture. Now, if you haven't heard, and you're new to this, Best Picture used to be 5, now it's 10. Another Best Picture candidate is going to be Argo. And these are just predictions from E! Magazine. And I kind of agree with them about their choices. Also, another best pick is going to be The Silver Linings Playbook. So those are some pictures if you haven't checked them out. Over the weekend, over the next couple of weeks, check them out. Now they're saying that although those are like the top five that should be in, at least within those top 10, there are other ones that could toss them out. They're not sure, but this is a long shot. They're saying Django Unchained could be a long shot. Flight is another long shot. Zero Dark Thirty could be a long shot, but people were saying that that could be up there. So The Hobbit, definitely a long shot. And last but not least, what was the other one? We had The Hobbit, we have Dark Zero Thirty. Oh, Anna Karenina. Yes. So those are long shots, but definitely the first five that I mentioned, Silver Liners Playbook, Argo, Life of Pi, Lincoln, and Les Mis, you should definitely check out. Les Mis opens on the 25th, so definitely check that one out. Okay, and, you know, I have other stuff, but if you're going to the theaters and you're ready to shut me off, but please don't shut me off because I like being on the air. Then the theaters this week, if you're looking for something to see, I don't know why they keep giving him movies. Maybe some people like him. Maybe there's a group out there that thinks that he can act and he's talented and there's something there. But I don't. I don't see it. I just don't see it. Not in the worlds that they keep putting him in. I'm Playing for Keeps, starring Gerard Butler and Jessica Biel. I don't see anything in her either. But that opens today. Also, Hyde Park on the Hudson, starring Bill Murray and Laura Linney. Looks really good. He plays Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And this takes place on a weekend in 1939 when the King and Queen of the United Kingdom visited upstate New York. That should be very interesting. Also, we have Cheerful Weather for a Wedding, starring Felicia Jones and Luke Treadway, Elizabeth Montgomery and James Norton. So those are certain things that you might want to check out this week. And we are coming up to 8:55. And I'm going to play some more music. Because it's the holidays. And we like playing holiday music. I love this. Actually, this is my favorite part of the year. Yes, the holidays. So, and sit back and enjoy. It's DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu for The Scoop.
Cold outside.
Oh, I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Hey, beautiful, what's your hurry?
Daddy will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I'll better scurry.
Oh, beautiful, please don't hurry.
Or maybe just a little bit more.
We'll put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Yeah, but it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
This bed.
I'll take your hat, your hair
oh,
looks swell.
To say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Don't hold out, baby, it's cold outside. It's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been.
How lucky you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Just look out the window. Baby, look at that stone.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
that
door.
Waves upon a tropical
my
shore.
My maiden's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
But maybe just a few minutes more.
I never saw such
oh,
a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you're gonna freeze out there.
Hey, I need a comb.
What's up to your knees out there?
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing
ooh,
to me?
Bound to be talk tomorrow.
When you think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I
died.
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt, baby, it's cold.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
This is our favorite time of the year. Voices ring out with holiday cheer. So many songs, oh, what are we to do? Dear Mr. Mathis.
Yes, Miss M?
Let's sing one or two.
That would be divine.
You know, Johnny, you're the king of Christmas. Why don't you start the song?
I can't.
Why not?
Because it's in your key.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. Ooh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
nowhere to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. In the meadow we can build a snowman.
Oh, man.
Then pretend that he is Parson Brown.
We'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man.
So, man, but you can do when you're in town.
When we finally kiss goodnight.
How I'll hate going out in the storm.
I know, but if you really hold me tight,
so tight,
all the way home I'll be warm. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream
of sugar
by the fire.
And that was Bette Midler and Johnny Mathis, Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Aren't we excited about that? Yay! Welcome back. It is The Scoop with DJ Misty at radio.dominican.edu. Happy holidays, everyone. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever floats your boat today. Because today is Friday. And you have the whole weekend and the next 6 weeks off. So enjoy your time. All right. A little news for you. We have, you know, elections change everything. And when I read this, I was like, wow, okay. Gay outreach, Mormon leaders. Yes, you heard me, Mormon. Mormon leaders in Utah made their most significant outreach yet to gay and lesbians, unveiling a new website Thursday that encourages church members to be more compassionate in discussions about homosexuality. Do you believe it? Church officials said that they haven't changed the Mormon teaching that marriage is only between a man and a woman, but the website says Mormons should be loving and respectful toward gays and lesbians while appealing to gay and lesbian Mormons to stay in church. Well, you know, it's a changing time out there, because under this article, we have same-sex couples line up for licenses to wed in Washington State. Yes, people, we are becoming an enlightened group of Americans, and I'm very happy to be a part of that. There's nothing wrong with same-sex couples, okay? People are people. If you want to love, you should be able to love whoever you want to love. So I am happy to hear that the Mormons, although they're, you know, they haven't said that they're for it, but they're not saying that they're against it. That's a good thing. Also, we have, well, on a not so good note, abuse settlement in New York City will pay $9.7 million to settle a lawsuit by 10 disabled people who were fraudulently adopted by a woman and subjected to years of abuse. Jesus. The plaintiffs sued the city and three contract adoption agencies that placed them with the woman, Judith Lincoln, in 2009. Lincoln adopted them over an 8-year period ending in 1996. The plaintiffs claimed that Lincoln was able to carry out a scam which she fraudulently collected $1.6 million in adoption subsidies because the city didn't do its job. Oh, people, have we learned nothing? You know, when children are involved, you got to take the time to make sure that these people are who they say they are. Okay, well, before I took my little Christmas music break, I was talking about Oscar contenders. And so I decided to go up on IMDb and check out who is the contender, because every week it changes because new movies are opening up and so forth. But now this is probably should be a pretty standard state list, because movies that are opening up for us within the next couple of weeks have already been playing in LA and New York. And if you don't know, as long as the movie opens by December 25th, it is always going to be an Oscar contender, depending on the type of film it is and if it's good. So even though this movie that I'm about to mention, Zero Dark Thirty, doesn't open for us yet, as I said, it's probably already open in LA or New York. And right now, as it stands, as of today, these are the top 10 rankings for Best Picture. Zero Dark Thirty, Lincoln, Les Mis, Zero Lightings, Playbook, Argo, Beast of Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Life of Pi, and The Master. Now that's 9, so that they have room for one more, because Best Picture is 10. For Best Director, we have Kathleen Bigelow. Now she wasn't up a couple of weeks ago, but once again, as I said, Zero Dark Thirty is now in the theaters. Steven Spielberg, Ben Affleck, Tom Hooper, and David O. Russell. So I think that is going to probably stand as your best directors. Best Adapted Screenplay, you're going to have Lincoln, Argo, Silver Linings Playbook, Life of Pi, and Beast of Southern Wild. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Beast of Southern Wild was not anywhere on this list, and now, wow, it's pretty good. That's nice to see. I love it when the independent ones get up there. Original screenplay, we have Zero Dark Thirty, The Master, Moonrise Kingdom, Amor, A Love, and Django Unchained. I'm just going to do a couple more. We have lead actor Daniel Day-Lewis, who is, you know, the male Streep, Hugh Jackman, Joaquin Phoenix, Denzel Washington, and John Hawkes. Lead actress, we have Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Chastain, Quenzela Wales, Marion Cotillard, and Emanuela Riva. I know I've ruined 3 of those names. I apologize. Supporting actor, Tommy Lee Jones, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Alan Arkin. So out of all of those, I think your winners are going to be Zero Dark Thirty, Kathryn Bigelow for Best Director, Adapted Screenplay is Lincoln, Best Original Screenplay, Zero Dark Thirty, Lead Actor, Daniel Day-Lewis, Lead Actress, Jennifer Lawrence, Best Supporting Actor, Tommy Lee Jones, and Best Supporting Actress, Anne Hathaway. Those are going to be my picks so far for the top contenders. Let's see, and if you're into Best Sound Editing, wow, we have some good ones. The Avengers, Dark Knight Rises, Skyfall, Django Unchained, and Life of Pi. Wow, I say The Avengers on sound editing, sound mixing, I say Avengers, but we once again, you have Dark Knight Rises, Les Mis, Skyfall, and Django Unchained. Skyfall could be a creeper. I think definitely Skyfall will make it for Best Original Song if it's nominated. So we will definitely check that out. All right, folks, the time is 9:12. And let's see, what do we have here? What do we got in the bag, man? We have all kinds of stuff in the bag. Let's go to some box office, well, you know, some box office mojo. Let's see what's happening. Also, we have a little movie news. Let's do a little movie news. All right. Well, first of all, we have Stranger Than Fiction writer Zach Helm to pen a Jumanji remake. Why? Don't you people have other stuff to do? Or maybe people are just looking and saying, well, you know what? I didn't care for the first one. I can redo that. Make it better. Then it comes out and it wasn't better. So, yes, if you didn't see Jumanji in 1995 with Robin Williams, then look for the remake. At this time, there is no talk of who is going to be in it. But Zach Helm is penned to write it. So, hey, he wrote Stranger Than Fiction, which wasn't a bad movie. It was one of the best films I've ever seen Will Smith in. Not Will Smith. Sorry, Will Ferrell. Oh, God. I apologize. Apologize for that one. Also, if you're a fan of Clerks, and you love Clerks, Clerks 2 was okay. Well, get ready for Clerks 3. Yes. Kevin Smith, you are such a talented director and writer. I would really like to see more original stuff from you. You and Quentin Tarantino are the only two guys out there who actually do original material, you know. So Kevin Smith has announced that he is going to do Clerks 3. I don't really have anything to say on that. At this time, there's no chart. Well, it sounds like he is going to get Randall, the guy that played Randall, to come back. But at this moment, no one else has kind of signed on. And right now it's in the rumor stage. So we'll see what happens with that. Also, we have, if you haven't heard it yet, you're going to hear it now. Warner Brothers is in talks for Get Hard with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart attached to star. Yes, Get Hard is kind of like a takeoff of Get Smart. So that should be funny. We also kind of threw me. Let's see. The new trailer for Star Trek came out, and it is rumored that it will be in front of the Hobbit. It's a minute and 6 seconds, and it looks incredible. Some people feel that it might be a little too violent, but if you're a Star Trek fan and you're okay with the parallel universe, you should check out the trailer. You know, because, hey, it's just how it is, you know. We just do it at once. All right, so let's go to Box Office Mojo. And let's see, what came in on number one this week? Skyfall. Yes, this is one of the best Bonds ever. It opened, this is like almost its fourth week, and it is still in the top two. For the last 2 weeks, it's been number two, but for the first time and since it opened after Twilight, it's now become number one. So Skyfall is in with $250 million. Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 has slipped to second spot with $259 million. Lincoln, still in the top three with 88 million. Life of Pi, number four with 52. And The Rise of the Guardians is going to be 51. Killing Them Softly, after 1 week, made about 9 million. Not bad. Not good, but not bad. Red Dawn, another pointless remake. But once again, you know, it took them 5 years to get this out. I mean, people have to realize that this film was done before The Hunger Games. Sat in a can for 5 years until Chris Hemsworth and Josh Hutcherson made it big. And it's the only reason that this made it to the big screen. Otherwise, this would have been a direct-to-DVD. So I'll just let it slide because it's just stupid. Number eight is Flight with 83 million. Wreck-It Ralph coming at number nine with 159. And a movie that, once again, as I said, is a big contender for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Actress. It's a Silver Linings Playbook. Now, this film is only, it's been out for quite a while. But when it's first released, it was only in limited release. So within the last week, it's become wide release. So they're hoping to find an audience. But unfortunately, it's not. You know, Jennifer Lawrence, people want to see her as Katniss. And, you know, sometimes stars want to break away from doing something like that. So we have to let them because, you know, that's just the way it is. So the time is 9:20. I'm going to play some more music for you and hope that you're just enjoying the Christmas spirit as much as I am. And, you know, we'll just take it one day at a time.
Rhythm in his feet, but nothing in his hat. The boogie woogie stomach Claus. Boogie Woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. Jump for joy, all the Christmas boy. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa, boogie all your blues away. Well, it's rock, 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 Mr. Santa. Jump, 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 Mr. Santa Claus.
And that was De Bryan Setzer Orchestra. I'm having a little problem tonight, people. Sorry. I don't know what it is. I just drank some water. I'm just giddy. You know, it's the holidays. It just brings out the giddiness in me. Okay. Well, we are going to be wrapping it up a little early tonight because it's holidays. So I'm going to read you a couple more little things, play a couple more little songs, and I'm going to sneak on out of here, people. But I want to wish you the best and happiest holidays. And if you're looking for something to watch over this holiday break, new on DVD, we have The Dark Knight Rises. Yes, if you didn't catch it in the theaters, which is me, you can catch it now on DVD and Blu-ray. Also, Finding Nemo, which you probably have on DVD, and now you can get it on Blu-ray. Brazil, now, it's a great film. It took me, the first time I saw it, I was like, what? And then I had to watch it again. And, you know, Brazil, if you don't get it the first time, you don't get it the second time, then, you know. But actually, I have thoroughly watched this. 1985 was way ahead of its time. Now you watch it and it's just like, oh, God, light bulb. So, you know, it's out as well on DVD and Blu-ray. Hope Springs, starring Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones, also out. The Odd Life of Timothy Green is available. Beast of Southern Wild, available on DVD and Blu-ray. And why? But I guess Halo, Forward Until Dawn. I guess they did the little short. It's available on DVD and Blu-ray. Also, The Simpsons, whatever season they may be in, is now available on Blu-ray. Actually, this is the 15th season. Yes, you heard me. The 15th season of The Simpsons is now available on DVD and Blu-ray. Yeah, you know. Silent Night. Well, you know, it's Santa. It's Christmas time, so police are forced to a remote Midwestern town search for a killer Santa Claus who's picking off citizens on Christmas Eve. Come on. The title says it all. And coming to you for next week, we have, of course, if you've been waiting for it and you're as geeky as my husband, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, yes, opens next Friday. So talk about top box office draw. You got it. Martin Freeman, Ian McKellen, Andy Serkis, directed by Peter Jackson, the only man who could direct this series. I don't know what he was thinking about Guillermo del Toro. Great director. Love Pan's Labyrinth. But it only takes, you know, Peter has given us a template of what we expect for these films, and no one else can give us that but him. So I'm really happy he stepped in and decided to, hey, do something about it. Also, Save the Date. Yep, there you go. This is 40. Sorry, that's another Judd Apatow. You know, Judd, you had your time in the sun. All your moves are kind of like the same now. We've been there. We've seen it. We've done it. Let's move on. Zero Dark Thirty. You know, some may say the same about Kathryn Bigelow. I mean, you know, her last couple of films have been army-driven, war-based stuff, you know, heavy drama, you know, limbs being blown off. And for some, and for a woman to do this, it's grimy. It's just great. It's great. She does it with great style. So, you know, but Judd is just like the same thing. I've seen it. I saw it in 40-Year-Old Virgin. I saw it in Knocked Up. I saw it in Sarah Marshall. Let's do something different. You're a talented director and writer. I think you could do something different. Also, Jack Reacher, another person who plays the same freaking role over and over again. Tom Cruise. He's always running. He's always driving a fast car. He's always trying to kick someone's butt. Tom, I think you could do better. That's all I can say. But if you're going to pigeonhole yourself in that role, and that's all you're going to be, and people are just going to be tired of looking at you. Guilt Trip, starring very odd combination. Seth Rogen and Barbara Streisand, and something that looks really cute, Monsters, Inc. It's what happens when they're in college. So, and that looks really, really cute. Also, Les Mis, Django Unchained, On the Road, and Not Fade Away. So those are what's coming up. So check them out. You know, you're going to have 6 weeks off. And yes, we toss the time to do stuff like that. You know, it's that time of year. We want to check it out. We want to do something fun. And what's more fun than movies? Movies and people, eating, drinking, society. We love it. We want it. Let's do it. All right, this has been your host, DJ Misty, coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. I have to check out a little early, fans, because I have somewhere to be. It's the holidays. It's Hanukkah. Got stuff to do. But I wanted to wish everyone a wonderful and happy and safe holiday. And I hope that your holidays wishes come true and that you get everything you want and that you want for nothing else but the love and the companionship of those around you. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa. This is DJ Misty signing off. I'll see you next semester. Ciao, baby.
How you doing? They used to put this next song a lot on MTV when they used to play music on MTV. I mean, what are you gonna do? It's called a Stray Cat Strut. Tail in the air. Straight cat strut.
Mr. Grinch, really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, slippery as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch him with a 32 and a half foot pole. I don't bother chasing the Grinch around.
Thank you.